Gobbelino's Christmas Adventure. One cold December morning, the little wooden horse said to Uncle Pedar, "Please, may I invite Gobbelino to stay with us here in the forest for Christmas Eve?" "Of course you may, my dear," answered Uncle Pedar's wife. "I've baked a whole cupboard full of goodies, and they're just waiting to be gobbled up. But it's Christmas Eve today. How are you going to let him know?" "I thought I might go to fetch him. Then if it's snowing, he can ride home on my back."
"That's an excellent idea," said Uncle Pedar. "You better start at once and come back as quickly as you can."
While his kind friends prepared the table, the little wooden horse ran through the forest to the farmhouse where Gobbelino had made his new home. Snow was falling, and the forest was vast and dark. His little heart beat faster as his wooden wheels bounded along the snowy track. The farm children were already tucked up in their beds by the time he arrived, and the farmer's wife was quite astonished to find the little wooden horse on her doorstep, his mane and tail glistening with snowflakes. "Of course Gobbelino can go with you," she said kindly. "But aren't you afraid? Just the two of you alone in the forest. You might get lost."
"I'll run very fast, and Gobbelino can ride on my back, and I won't stop galloping until we get there."
"Well, in that case, all right. But mind how you go. My husband and children will fetch Gobbelino home in the morning." So the two friends galloped away into the dark forest. They were so happy to be together again that they very soon slowed to a walk, and they told each other all that had happened since they last met. Gobbelino was just telling his friend all the funny things the farm children had said when suddenly he gave such a start that his claws dug right into the little wooden horse.
"Oh, what's that? What's that sound?"
"Be careful, you're hurting me," cried the little wooden horse. "Your claws are sharp. I can't hear anything except my wheels turning."
"Run, run," cried Gobbelino. "I can hear voices. Somebody's following us along the track."
Now the little wooden horse could hear the voices too. Safe at home by the fireside, he would have had no fears. But out in the cold, dark forest on Christmas Eve, it was quite a different thing. Who could it be? He began to gallop for all he was worth. Even in the snow, his wooden wheels clattered, and behind them a faint cry arose. Then some excited mewing. Gobbelino looked back.
It's the witch of Hurricane Mountain and my twin sister, Sortica," shrieked Gobbelino. All his old fears returned. "Hurry, or they'll catch us before we get to your home. Shall I get off and run? Oh, hurry, do."
"No, no, Gobbelino, it's quicker this way. Besides, if it really is your mistress, the witch, and Sortica, they only have to mount their broomsticks and they'll catch us anyway."
But as they ran, the cries behind them grew fainter. The two friends were just beginning to feel safer when one of the little wooden horse's wheels flew off and spun away among the trees.
"Don't stop! Don't stop! I can manage on three!"
And he galloped on, but with a thud at every third step and much slower than before. Worse still, within half a mile, a second wheel came off, and the sound of voices behind them was getting louder and clearer. Their pursuers were running now. They had seen Gobbelino and the little wooden horse, and their cries were getting louder and louder. Slipping down to the ground, Gobbelino ran alongside his friend, whose two remaining wheels turned more and more slowly. At that moment, another wheel broke in half, while shrieks of triumph told them that the witch and her cat were gaining on them with every step. The last wheel crumpled up and broke away. Now the little wooden horse had no wheels at all to run with. And before he and Gobbleino had shuffled 10 more steps, the two chasing figures had hurled themselves upon them with shouts of triumph and glee. It was indeed the witch from Hurricane Mountain and her cat, Gobbleino's sister, Sutika. Gobbleino spread his claws and bared his teeth and prepared to fight them both. The little wooden horse was ready to strike out with his four wooden legs to prevent his friend from being taken prisoner. But to their surprise, the witch and Sutika were shedding tears of joy.
"We found you, brother," cried Sutika, rubbing noses with Gobbleino. "It's wonderful to see you again," said the witch, patting the little wooden horse and stroking Gobbleino over and over again. "We've come all this way to wish you both a happy Christmas." "We aren't witches anymore," said Sutika. "My mistress never makes bad spells. She's been good for a whole year now. So the old priest blessed her, and she was able to leave Hurricane Mountain and cross the stream to come and find you. And I'm good too, Gobbleino. I'm the goodest cat in the whole world. I'm even gooder than you are, my dear, dear brother." A delighted Gobbleino and the little wooden horse led their friends home to Uncle Peder's cottage. There they were welcomed with great warmth and kindness, and after a delicious feast of Christmas food, the six of them sat round the fire singing carols and cracking nuts. The little wooden horse snuggled up to Gobbleino in the firelight. Uncle Peder had given him a complete set of new wheels and four more as spares, and he was now feeling happy and content. He had even got used to the witch, who after all was really just a little old lady who would not think of harming anybody now. As for Sutika, she was getting quite fat and jolly. "It comes of catching mice instead of casting spells," she explained, with a deep purr. That night, the four friends slept comfortable and safe. And on Christmas morning, the farmer and his children came through the forest to take Gobbleino home. As they parted, Gobbleino looked at the little wooden horse, and his friend looked back at him. They smiled at one another without saying a word. It was the happiest Christmas they had ever spent.